Let me tell you something else. There's no safe injections, no vaccines that are safe. If there's anything you need to learn to do, you need to learn to walk by faith. I had a meeting the other day with a doctor who got fired from Dallas, from a big medical hospital. He'd been one of the head heart specialists down there for 26 years. And they fired him because when it comes to cancer patients, when he had a cancer patient, he would refuse to give chemo to them anymore. I said, why would you not give chemo? He said, Thurman, it kills people. I said, I know that. He said, I refuse to give any more chemo treatments. And he said, they fired me. 26 years, a head surgeon. He also warned me. He said, whatever you do, don't ever let them inject you with any kind of medicine. I said, why? He said, because nearly all of it now is being made in China. Almost all of the medication is being made in China. He said, there's very little controls. And he said, you have no idea what you're going to get in your body. But he said, that's just like this new flu shot. They're going to, in fact, I understand the Rockefellers, I believe, they own two big pharmaceutical companies. And the word is now out that they're trying to spread this around, that this new flu, the Asian flu, avian flu, is going to come to America, so they're going to require everybody to have the flu shot. Well, they give it to 350 people as tests the other day, and 200 of them died. 200 out of 350 died. Let me tell you what, you can't run fast enough to put an injection in this body. I ain't going to let it. I mean, I got the best healer in the world, and he don't charge to keep this body healthy for the last 25 years. So it's going to be a cold day in hell when I let anybody put an injection in my body, because I know what those injections are there to do. I know they're there to kill you. In fact, we've gotten a lot of information lately about, since we have a healing ministry, we have a lot of input from people that are sending us cards and things. And one of the things we've come to realize that in 1970, in only one in every 23,000 children had autism. Now then, one in every 206 has autism. You know how they got it? From injections given at birth. Injections given at birth. In fact, another doctor told me the other day, he said, I have to do this according to law. When a child is born, if they're in the hospital, I have to give them a series of injections. He said, it's a law. You have to give it to them. He said, now, that shot that I put in every child that's born, technically speaking, for the body to be able to overcome everything, that baby, which weighs 6 or 7 or 8 pounds, would have to weigh 205 pounds to have enough room to take care of all of what I put in them when they're a baby. And they still give it to them. And you want to know why we're having the problem we're having? You want to know why lots of people are sick and afflicted? Because all these things that we have now, when your children are given these vaccines, they have things in them that either will cause death or many other diseases. And there's many of them now, they have associated and tied directly to vaccines. And, of course, that's just like a 73-year-old man. And here the other day, he came to a healing school, and he was 73 years old in perfect health, but he had a little bit of a heart problem, it appeared, a pain in his chest. So he goes to the doctor. You know, if you're 73 years old and you got a pain in your chest, if you're not a great man of God that knows how to fight and take a hold by faith and go through these tribulations by faith and to overcome them, what are you going to do? You're going to go to a doctor. That's exactly what he did. He went to a doctor. They x-rayed him, checked him, couldn't find anything wrong with him, but just in case, let me give you these pills. He said, by the time I took three of them, I knew I was in a new world. He went back to the doctor. He'd had a problem with the medication, and they gave him something to counteract that. And now then, the last time I saw him out here the other day, he said, this bottle of pills they just gave me to counteract all those others. And he said, I don't know whether I'm going to take them or not. I said, were they expensive? He said, they were generic, he said. So they were only half the price. I said, what did that little bottle cost? He said, generic, they cost $1,800.
No.
Yeah. The non-generic cost $3,600 for one bottle. In fact, I'm going to tell you this. We were out at GLC and Dr. Scott out there. Charles Scott? That was his name? I don't remember exactly. But it's on our DVD called Timely Warnings. It's part of the Brother Paul. What's his name, Paul? Paul Williams. Dr. Paul Williams. He told us all about these camps and all this stuff that's all over the country and what the Muslims are doing and what all they're doing, how they're planning to do everything. And then Dr. Scott told us about these injections that they're giving our troops. And he said almost all of our troops that go to the Middle East, when they come back, anywhere from a few months to a few years, they come down with a Gulf War syndrome. And some of you have heard about that because our hospitals are full of men and women that fought in the Gulf War that have Gulf War syndrome, and there's no cure for it. So one of the men and his wife worked for the U.S. Army, and their daughter was in the U.S. Army, and she went to the Gulf War, and she come back with the Gulf War syndrome. So since they have access to the most fantastic medical facilities and research stuff, they started taking samples of her blood, and they found a little stealth bomber, we'll call it, a little germ around in her system that nobody had ever heard of. It was unheard of. I mean, nobody knew what it was. So they went to find out what they could find out about this thing. And when they went to the U.S. Army medical records and everything, they found this thing was a man-made thing made by the United States Army. And they had the patent on it. And they inject all of their soldiers with it when they go overseas. So what are we doing? Killing our own soldiers. Killing our own soldiers. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Believe it.
Why would they do it?
Because of population control. There is many of the men right now that are running the world. This is becoming common knowledge. I heard this the other night on Hal Lindsey. Anybody ever heard of Hal Lindsey?
Oh, yeah.
Hal Lindsey's report, just a few weeks ago, he had three different men that he had captions and everything. He was talking about population control. And one of the men, which was one of the big boys that run in the world, he said, the world has too many people. We have about 6.5 billion. It was designed to maintain no more than 0.5 billion. So we got 6 billion too many people on the earth. And he was asked, what do you profess to do about this? He said, this may seem a little crude, but we need to line them up about 350,000 a day and annihilate them and bury them or burn them until we get down to 0.5 billion. Now, that's men that are thinking like that. And so, you know, the day is going to come when I teach a healing school, if you don't learn to depend on Jesus as your healer, if you start depending on the doctors and you take the medicines they give you, you're going to die anyway. And you get to where you can't depend on Jesus, you're going to be in big trouble. What, honey? Well, yeah. Yeah, we're getting a lot of stuff free today besides the healing school. But FEMA. Anybody ever heard of FEMA? You don't know what FEMA is? If you don't, you ever heard of Homeland Security? Yeah, Homeland Security and FEMA all right down the same track. Is anybody in here work for FEMA? Nobody? Well, that figures. But the other day, there was a meeting, one in Abilene and one in Dallas, of FEMA. And now some of you may or may not know, but if you live here, I watched them build this big concentration camp at Denton. FEMA has a big concentration camp all sealed and waiting for somebody right here in Denton, Texas. Ain't nobody in it. But they're also building another great big one at Carswell Air Force Base. They're converting Carswell Air Force Base into a FEMA concentration camp. And they're building these things all over the country. People think, what are they doing? Who are they going to put in these things? Well, we had a meeting. They did. I know these men. And the other day they had a meeting in Abilene. And the man in charge of FEMA out there is a great Christian guy. And, of course, the man that was been a big boy here in Dallas, he's a great Christian man, too. I talked to him on the telephone just the other day. But he said, we had the meeting out there, and they said, when martial law comes into effect because of all the chaos that's fixing to come to America. Now, what chaos? Well, we know very clearly that within the next few months, maybe even weeks, that the Muslims plan to have a multi-city strike of suitcase nuclear bombs in the United States of America.
We know that.
So, yeah, it's common knowledge. The federal government, they know it. They found it in at least three of these Muslims' computers when they captured them. It's common knowledge. And so they said, whenever they was out at FEMA, they said that whenever martial law comes into effect, there's going to be a lot of chaos in America. And people are not going to want to obey the martial law officers. So he says, when these people go nuts and don't want to do something, you just take them and take them to these concentration camps, either at Carswell or at Denton, and you put them in the camps. And the guy head of FEMA, Krishige, said, "But sir, these people live out here. They own homes out here. They have businesses out here. What right do we have to make these people do what they don't want to do? They're American citizens. What are we supposed to do with them if they don't want to do what we tell them?" He said, "You kill them. You kill them." That's straight out of the mouth of a FEMA. Hey, FEMA and Homeland Security, you better watch what's going on. You better pay attention. America is fixing to be judged like she's never been judged. Some of you may say, "This preacher's really lost his mind." I ain't lost my mind. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, if you're not prepared for something like this to happen, if you ain't got a little bit of extra water and food, and you're prepared, you better get some. Things beyond your wildest dreams are going to happen in America very shortly. But you know, the president of Iran, he's made it very common knowledge. I mean, he's been on national television. He's done all kinds of things to say that Israel is the little Satan and we're the big Satan. And so they're going to wipe out Israel and the United States of America. They're going to attempt this. And if the church don't learn how to pray and seek God and turn from their wicked ways, this is going to happen. Oh, yeah, we just heard just the other day that the United States government has purchased all the butter in California.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.